Chapter 3, Race and Ethnicity. In his first press conference after the November 2008 election, when asked about the selection of the first family's dog, then-President-elect Barack Obama told reporters that his family preferred a shelter dog. He said, "A lot of shelter dogs are mutts like me." Throughout his campaign, President Obama frequently noted that he was the son of a black man from Kenya and a white woman from Kansas, raised by his white grandparents in Hawaii. Though biracial, the U.S. and the rest of the world see Obama as the first black president. In this podcast, we take a closer look at race as a social construct. As a biological concept, race is associated with a set of biological, physical, and anatomical traits, such as skin color, hair, and body structure. Race is used to suggest that genetic differences can be determined between different racial groups. Yet there is no scientific evidence to support this. There is no such thing as a pure race. Instead, as identified in Chapter 3, sociologists, along with other scientists, maintain that race is a social construct. Scientists and scholars have called for the elimination of the term race, suggesting that all classifications based on it are racist, ambiguous, and vague. Sociologist Martin Marger maintains that while there is no scientific validity to the biological concept of race, what really matters is race as a social construct. Individuals believe that racial differences exist, and there are consequences. Race becomes a strong, self-identifying factor which separates as well as unites us. Racial categories are used by societies to organize and classify people. Michael Omni and Howard Wynant refer to this process as racial formation, the process by which social, economic, and political forces determine the content and importance of racial categories, and by which they are in turn shaped by racial meanings. The racial categories are arbitrary and may even vary by society. For example, under South Africa's apartheid system, the one-drop rule of blood governed the definition of race. A person with any trace of African ancestry was considered black, regardless of physical appearance. On the other hand, Brazil embraces a multiracial system: white, black, and mulatto. Additional racial categories are also used in the country based on skin tone, hair texture, facial features, and eye color. The terms may vary from region to region, from community to community. Race has been used to exclude or restrict groups. For much of U.S. history, policies excluded non-white groups from particular civil and political rights in voting, education, employment, and housing. Racial statistics were first collected by the U.S. Census in 1790. Almost every census for the past 200 years has collected racial data differently from the one before it, a reflection of demographic trends as well as political and social forces. Until the 2000 census, race was measured in distinct, separate, and mutually exclusive categories. However, in response to the increasing numbers of Americans with multiple racial origins, the 2000 census allowed Americans to report more than one race. The 2000 census also included a new category, some other race, in addition to the categories of white, African American, American Indian, Asian, and Native Hawaiian Other Pacific Islander. The new category was intended to reduce the high numbers of Hispanic non-responders to the race question. The Christian Science Monitor noted that in his presidential campaign, Obama did not run from race, but he also did not run on it. Voters responded to a campaign with universal themes, crossing racial and ethnic lines. He delivered his most profound statement on his own biracial background and America's racial history in March 2008. In his A More Perfect Union speech, as he acknowledged how racial divisions have been an obstacle to health care, livable wage, and school reform for blacks and other minority groups in our country, he also declared that there is not a black America and a white America. There's a United States of America. Now it's your turn. I hope that you would make the time to watch A Class Divided, a frontline documentary available on this chapter's audio and video archive listing. The documentary features Jane Elliott's daring and now famous classroom discrimination experiment. Elliot's third-grade students experienced discrimination, not on the basis of skin color, but rather eye color, separating blue-eyed students from brown-eyed students. Their story reminds us of the disturbing consequences of believing in racial difference while identifying a way to end prejudice and discrimination.